As you Steve Buscemi fans already know, that's the opening music from HBO's Boardwalk Empire, set in Depression-era Atlantic City, or the version of it they have recreated at Steiner Studios in Queens. That's just one of the shows and movies being shot this week in New York City that helps account for the 70% increase in production spending in the city over the last decade. Catherine Oliver, commissioner of the New York City Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, joins me now to talk about boom times in the New York City film industry. Commissioner, welcome to WNYC. Thanks a lot for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Brian, for having me.
And listeners, your role in this, what's filming on your block? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Call and shout out the movie or TV show that's being shot that you run into on your way to work, on your way to the store, on your way home, 212-433-9692. Or others in the industry can call and tell us, what show are you working on? What movie are you working on? 212-433-9692. So, Commissioner, as you know, consultants put together numbers on the media industry in New York. And what did they find for film and television? How much money are we talking about? A lot.
The Boston Consulting Group did a study for us several years ago, and we decided to update that study. And the numbers are really impressive, and we couldn't be more pleased, but we're looking at an industry, film and television, that accounts for $7.1 billion in spend on an annual basis and employs 130,000 people. And it's just incredible. TV production alone is up nearly 82% in the last decade. This is an industry that's really thriving. We couldn't be more pleased. You know, the mayor made it very clear at the beginning of the administration that we needed to diversify the city's economy. This is a great business. It employs a lot of people in the creative community, but it also is a great way to market our city globally.
What are those jobs? 130,000 jobs. It's not all actors and directors. What's the range of those jobs?
It's a lot of the crews. You know, yes, they're the actors, the directors, but they're the writers. They're the set designers. They're the grips, the electrics, the location managers, the production people. You know, it's incredible how many people are employed on a television show or on a feature film, and the extras that are involved as well. And on top of that, we figure there are about 4,000 ancillary businesses in the five boroughs that benefit from film and television production because, you know, there are florists and dry cleaners and copier companies and coffee shops that benefit from film and television production.
Dylan in East Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dylan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. You work in the industry?
Sorry?
You work in the biz?
I do. It's actually just, it's really funny to come home from work. I boom operate a lot in the sound department. And then I pass a street that has the no parking sign for a film. And then I pass it, like, I turn another corner, and then there's a whole completely different film that has no parking signs on the streets that have signs and stuff.
So it's going on. Thank you very much. Aminataha in Brooklyn. Did I say your name right?
Yeah, you did.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. When I go to class sometimes near BAM, there was one time I was walking and they were shooting Nurse Jackie, and another time down by 8th Avenue, they were shooting The Untitled Christmas Project. I don't know if the movie's been named yet. And then my friend's parents work on the set of Men in Black 3, and that was near Williamsburg, and he took us down there, and we got to see everything. It was really, really cool.
And Men in Black 3 opens on May 23rd. They were shooting in New York last year for about 10 months,
wow.
And, you know, Brooklyn has become such a hot spot. And, Brian, you mentioned earlier Boardwalk Empire. They have sets at Steiner Studios, which is actually in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. And in addition, they also have the largest outside set that is not far from Steiner Studios, that is in a lot right on the waterfront, where they've recreated a portion of the boardwalk in Atlantic City to scale in Brooklyn, which is quite extraordinary.
Aminataha, when you find a movie shoot in your path,
yeah,
do you want to stand there and gawk a little bit and see if you can catch sight of a celebrity? Or are you like, oh, God, another thing I have to walk around?
Oh, no. At first I go find out what the movie is, and I stand around and I call my friends. I'm like, guess what? filming in my neighborhood. This is so cool. And it's fun to see. I never really have seen any of the actors, but it's fun to see all the productions in place, like the sets being moved back and forth and stuff like that. It's really cool.
Thank you very much. And Commissioner, yeah, you were correcting me because I had said Steiner Studios was in Queens. Yes, they're, of course, at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. I guess I was thinking of Silver Cup
and
Kaufman
Astoria.
Right.
Great history, but Steiner is the newest addition. They opened up in 2004 at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. That's the largest purpose-built soundstage on the East Coast. They just expanded just about a month ago. The mayor and I were there to cut the film ribbon for five new stages. But, of course, Silver Cup is in Long Island City. It was an old bakery, and you can see it from the 59th Street Bridge. And Kaufman Astoria was built in the 1920s, and that's right across the street from the Museum of the Moving Image, which is a fabulous museum dedicated to film and television. And it's incredible what's happening in that pocket of Queens with the production. We also have a stage on the Chelsea Pier in Manhattan. That's where Law and Order does their show. And a number of stages called Broadway stages that are in Brooklyn and Queens. And the Argentos are converting old warehouses into sound stages. And that's where Blue Bloods and The Good Wife and Gossip Girl are shooting. So it's quite exciting.
And Thomas in Brooklyn is down there near Steiner. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I have a studio in the Brooklyn Navy Yards, and I was in there one day, and I look out the window and saw a bunch of 1920s trucks with cases of whiskey on the back, and they were shooting scene from the Brooklyn for Boardwalk Empire. And then I saw that scene on last season, and it was about 3 seconds where I could see my building and see the trucks, and it was all day they were shooting for that 3 seconds.
It's amazing how long it can take sometimes to get it right when you're a perfectionist director, right? Thank you very much. Commissioner, did you want to add something to that?
I think it's just so exciting. I mean, to, you know, people are here in New York because they want these amazing locations. We've got the best locations in the world. We have the finest crews. And, you know, it's just that New York City can-do attitude with the crews. When the productions are here, they go to multiple locations in one day. And you can't do that in other parts of the world. People want to be here for the authenticity of New York. And we've worked really hard to bring production back. When we started in 2002, everybody was faking New York and Canada, and we were losing a lot of production because of the tax credits and other incentives. But we made it a priority to bring the business back, and now it's better than ever. We're busiest in our history. The agency was created in 1966 by Mayor Lindsay, and we couldn't be happier with the results. This is an important industry for our city. It employs a lot of people, and at a time when other sectors are really challenged, we're creating jobs. And that's really important and rewarding. And it's also great for New Yorkers and tourists to see production happening in the city and to get a glimpse of an actor or a production in the midst.
New York City's Media and Entertainment Office Commissioner Catherine Oliver. And I don't know, is it a little depressing to think? I mean, I would like to think that so much television and film is made here because it's the character of the city. But you mentioned the tax incentives, and the report that came out does show one of the charts in the report seems to go up and down quite a bit as tax cuts get cut and then restored. So how much money are we shelling out compared to what we're taking in? And is that it? We have to outbid Vancouver in order to remain the film and television capital of the world?
The film industry does chase the tax credits, and it's a complicated game. And there are probably 37 states in the country that offer tax credits, and New York State has a wonderful one, a 30% tax credit. And obviously, the proof is in the pudding. We have this record production, so they're coming here for the tax credit. But at the mayor's office, we're big believers in customer service. You know, we can't control what other territories are going to offer in terms of tax incentive programs. The exchange rate fate can work to our favor or against us. We can't control that either. But what we can control is the customer service that we give the studios and the production companies. They want access to locations, they want seamless production, and they want to get access and the permits in a short amount of time. And so we have really been dedicated to coming up with a variety of incentives that not only lessen the cost of doing production in New York City, but also make it easier. And that really has been a priority for us. And I think that if people have a positive experience shooting in New York, they get things done in an efficient amount of time, they will come back. And that word of mouth is really what's been taking off in the last few years and why we have so much repeat business as well.
Boom times in the film and television industry in New York City. Andrea in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, I'm Andrea Raceveld, and I happen to be a location agent, which means I have a company that represents locations that are available as backgrounds for photo shoots. And I, too, have seen a tremendous, over the last year or two, my business has really centralized in New York and Brooklyn, whereas I used to really, I'd say my bread and butter business was my suburban locations in Westchester and Fairfield County, Connecticut. Now it's Brooklyn and New York City, almost every request I get. And one of the fun, I tend to do more print, but a location that I represent on Warren Street in Brooklyn was just used last week for this past week, Saturday Night Live had a funny, like, Amazon.com spoof ad, and it was shot in one of my locations. So that was, that was a different experience for me. But it's, I have to commend New York for attracting the business, but I also think that the downturn in economy has driven people to stay local. And this is where the center of the, you know, production world and editorial world is on the East Coast. And if they can stay in New York and Brooklyn, they're saving a lot on traveling and overnight and
yeah,
meals.
I think that's a great point. This is where a lot of people want to do their filming and taping if they can, and if they feel the economics of the tax structures and so forth allows them to. So, Andrea, thanks a lot. And, Commissioner, what about that last point that she was making?
Well, I think that they will chase the tax credits to other locations. They will also go to places where they think they're going to get a better deal. But I think that what we have shown in the last few years is not only do we have a very competitive tax incentive program, but it's just the accessibility to the locations,
right,
the supports that the office is offering. In addition to that, we provide a marketing credit that no other city on the planet is offering. When you create a film or a television show that is branded with our logo, Made in New York, which is the cornerstone of all of our efforts, you are also eligible for free outdoor media and also bus shelters, phone kiosks, taxi cabs, and also we've extended that to subways and buses. Mm. And we look at your New York City production spend and we come up with a marketing plan to help promote your project, because we want to not only have you make your project here, but we want to help promote that it was made in New York. And no other city in the world is offering that. And we're the number one media market, so we think that that's a very attractive incentive for the studios and production companies, as well as the independent projects that can't necessarily always afford marketing to support their projects.
All right.
So that's gotten a lot of traction as well. So I think it's the innovation, it's the customer service, and it's always just being dedicated to finding innovative ways to understand what our customers need and to deliver.
One more. Michael in New Paltz, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. My perspective is actually, I'm an actor in New York. I'm a series regular on a show called Unforgettable that's been shooting at Silver Cup. And I've been an actor in New York for 25 years. I went to graduate school at NYU, came here to be an actor. And because of the economics of theater, found myself, once I had a family, needed to raise enough money to raise my family, I had to leave New York all the time and commute back and forth to Los Angeles. When these incentives were passed, and my understanding is that they were passed for 5 years, it gave the studios such an incentive to move that, in fact, they were telling all of their all the agencies, the literary agencies in L.A. last year, they were saying, we don't want to see your scripts for L.A. shows. We want to see your scripts for New York shows because it was, in fact, with the tax incentives, cheaper to shoot television in New York than it was in Los Angeles this last year.
Michael, thank you very much, and good luck on Unforgettable. So, Commissioner, we're going to have to leave it there, but it's great to hear good news about the economy. This new report coming out that seems to document the boom times in the television and film industry in New York City. All you got to do now is get Mad Men to move their production here from L.A., right?
And well, they did the pilot for that show here, but they moved to Los Angeles because Matthew Weiner lives there, has four children, and that's why they wanted to produce it there. So, you know, I think they're committed. But we've got 23 primetime shows on the ground. We've got 13 pilots that were shot here that we'll find out about in the next couple of weeks if they're going to call New York City home. And so it's a great business for our city. We're creating jobs. We're creating momentum. And also the digital sector is growing, too. And that's a whole other area. You know, that's the future. And we're really working with traditional media to navigate this digital world and provide supports for that growing business and post-production business as well.
And that's another conversation, and also so true. I know people in the tech industry, and it's, you know, it's rivaling Boston, depending on which measures you look at. People say New York is now number two, is past Boston, second only to Silicon Valley. So we will come back to that in another segment. But we thank Catherine Oliver, Commissioner of the Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment in New York City. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, as we go out with that very recognizable New York shoot music, we begin a Month of May series with Meg Jay, author of The Defining Decade, about people in your 20s. Today, the common anxieties that people have around your presence on Facebook. Stay with us.